Speaking of people regularly regarded as second-class citizens,
it's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Broadcast school has really paid off.
There's a ton of services now when it comes to Netflix, HBO, Hulu, Disney, Amazon, Paramount. And a study came out that said if you could only keep one, which one would you keep?
Oh, that's tough.
So it's changed from 2001 to 2022. So, you know, some have gone down, some have gone up.
Well, before you tell me what the rest of the population has said, what one would you keep?
I would keep 100%. And I brought this up.
Let me guess. Can I say?
Yeah.
I think you're going to keep Disney.
No, I hate Disney.
What? It has all your Star Wars stuff.
It's the only thing I watch it for.
Baby Yoda.
I know, but I can get Baby Yoda on the stick. I mean, my son pays for Disney, so that's why I watch it. But there's really nothing on there that I watch all the time, except for Star Wars. But I can get that anywhere. But,
all right, so what are you keeping?
But this week, I said out loud, this is the best service out there. And, well, it's a race for two, really. Paramount Plus.
Wow.
Love that.
What's on Paramount Plus? I've never seen it.
There's live CBS because I don't have cable or Dish anymore because I cut all that out. I don't need that crap. So I don't have local channels. So Paramount Plus plays CBS.
What do you care? What's on CBS that you want to watch? This is all grandpa programming. What do you watch? NCIS and all the...
No, I like the news. I watch the local news and the national news. I get that on Paramount Plus.
No, but they put that online for free. Just go to CBS.com. It's on there.
But that's what Paramount Plus is. Anyway, so they have that. They have Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
The new Beavis and Butthead movie is on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And probably the service I watch the most, Discovery Plus.
Really? You're kidding.
No, I watch that probably 99% of the time.
Name one thing you watch on Discovery Plus.
I watch the my 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, and I forgot you love that. Right. You love the whole universe. Yes.
Naked and Afraid, all that. I watch all that crap. So I even watch old ones. And Naked and Afraid goes on for like 18 seasons. So I go back and watch all that.
Wow. Okay.
I know on Discovery Plus, there's two shows. One comes out on Friday and one comes out on Sunday. And they're all like 90 Day Fiancé, We Met in the Caribbean, whatever show. And I love those. So those are my two.
That's impressive. I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Yeah, how about you?
There's no question, Netflix. If I can only keep one, it would be Netflix because, you know me, I'm like a 13-year-old girl. I love all those shows that kids watch. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite, I just finished Umbrella Academy. And I'm already like jonesing for season four. Like I've already read up on what they're expecting for season four, and they won't really say much, and they don't know the release date, but they won't say because it hasn't been officially announced there's going to be a season four. But Stephen Blackman, whose show it is, said that he was doing four seasons, so we know there's a season four. That's one of my favorite shows, Umbrella Academy. My other favorite show, Never Have I Ever, and Sex Education. Like those are my three favorite shows on the planet. Stranger Things, this season was, I don't know, I wasn't as into it as I was with the previous seasons, but I watched it. Ozark was one of my favorites. I can see Better Call Saul on there. Squid Game, as you know, I loved Squid Game. Netflix, to me, just, they bring it. They bring it. And the stuff that we talk about most is usually on Netflix. I mean, even at the beginning of COVID, when they did, like, Tiger King, you know what I mean? Like, everything that we talked about in pop culture, to me, the most important shows out there are always on Netflix, even their reality series. Number two, I guess, would be HBO Max, but only because... See, even that, there's only one show, my favorite show on the planet. I'm a big Mindy Kaling fan from, you know, she's originally from The Office. So I love The Mindy Project. I think she's brilliant. To me, she's the Shonda Rhimes of my generation. She has a show on HBO that is my favorite show. If I can watch one show the rest of my life, it would be The Secret Life of College Girls. It is the only show I'm interested in. I don't care about anything else. Those are the best written characters. They're the most realistic. It's really funny. It's really clever. It's totally unpredictable. It's some of the best writing on television. I can't say enough about her. But then she has Never Have I Ever on Netflix. So then I go back to Netflix. You know what I mean? So Netflix, definitely number one. And then a distant second, HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Max has The Baby now, too.
Yeah, people care about that?
I like that. It's a cool show. According to this, number one, Netflix. Number two, HBO Max.
Oh, look at that. I picked one and
two. You picked one and two. Hulu, number three. I thought you would pick Hulu.
Well, the only reason I didn't pick Hulu is because they only have a couple of original shows that are good. Mostly Hulu is also ran. It's like programming that you can get elsewhere, but maybe you missed it. Like What We Do in the Shadows, I can certainly watch on FX.
Mm.
But they do a good job of collecting all of those. I mean, you know, they have their own original programming. Handmaid's Tale was okay. It was fine in the beginning. I like Only Murders in the Building, but you know, I don't have to pay for Hulu to have it. I don't need it. I don't need Hulu.
Yeah, Disney comes next. Then Amazon, which has The Boys, which is still, I think, one of the best shows on TV. Then Paramount Plus, and then down 1% Peacock.
Because no one's paying for Peacock. There's nothing on Peacock that's original or interesting. Nobody cares about Girls 5 ever. I'm sorry. They just don't.
No, you don't have to pay for Peacock. Download Peacock.
Right.
Because they have every episode ever of Saturday Night Live.
And I care about that. Why?
This is cool. I mean, just to go back and watch the musical acts.
Maybe.
Is cool.
Yeah, maybe. Some of them.
And some skits. It's just, you can watch any one of them commercial free, and it's free.
Okay, well, you said The Boys was really great, which it is.
So and, good.
And Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, fantastic show. Here's my only issue with Amazon Prime. They will have a show, and they'll show you the first episode. You'll be like, wow, that was awesome. And you go to watch the second episode, and they're like, see how you can watch this. And they want to charge you. It's like, I'm paying for Prime. I don't need to pay to watch some episode of some random BBC show that I wasn't interested in, but then you said, here, watch this, and I did, and now you're like, ha-ha, now you got to pay for it. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I
just stupid stuff on BBC.
I don't like the bait and switch of it. I don't like the fact that they're offering me a show, and they only give me one episode when there's like two seasons, and they want me to go pay for the rest. I'm not paying for more Prime. I'm paying enough for Prime. So
right.
No, thank you. You could take Maisel and shove it, yeah, and the boys and shove it.
The boys are worth it. Boys, hands down, best show ever on TV.
This
I
season
rank
is
it
very,
above Dexter.
This season is actually quite good, so I will give that to you.
Now they ranked value.
Oh,
number
okay.
one for value, that you're satisfied or very satisfied, HBO Max, number one, 85%. Disney Plus comes next at 83%, which I think it's all those Star Wars fans.
But do they say why? Because just giving me a percentage doesn't really tell me anything. Do they say why people are satisfied with it, what they like?
They like the programming. They think the value for what they pay and what they get equals out.
I'm going to say yes to HBO Max for that because the movies are just as good as the original programming, whereas on Netflix, the movies are like, sometimes there's good ones, sometimes they have
hit
old movies.
Miss.
It's hit or miss. And, you know, I wanted to watch some 007 movies. They only have like four.
Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid to watch a new movie because I might waste my time and it could be horrible.
Right.
Like Don't Look Up is aight.
No, it wasn't even aight. I didn't like it. It was terrible.
But I could take that 2 hours back.
Right. Me too.
Watch something else. So Netflix, dead last, probably for that reason, 62%.
Yeah, and it's expensive. It's the price has gone up. Remember, people are pissed that Netflix went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you wanted us to join. Here we are. Now you're charging me. What? Yeah, I don't like it.